first of all, then, Hunt, how's he?
He'll be okay. He didn't. I mean, you have to remember he's had an injury for a little while, you know. So I think from that point of view, you know, he hasn't played. He was absolutely shattered after the game, as you can well imagine, or during the game. But we've rested him up and obviously try and manage him as well. So I'm thinking he'll be okay for the weekend.
Do you have any injury problems to contend with ahead of this one?
Well, we've got two suspensions, which I suppose is as bad as injuries. So we obviously missed the two boys who were sent off for the weekend. Apart from that, no, I think we're okay.
So Bobby Hassel on his return, he's played recently, hasn't he? How far away is he from being available at least for selection?
I'm sure he'll be available for selection, yeah. Yeah, I think he would be, yeah. He played in a friendly game midweek, had half an hour against Preston, you know, and came through it okay. You know, as did, you know, six or seven of the boys who played, you know, that they haven't had games recently, so it was good for everybody, yeah.
I wonder if Lewin Naitanga's in that boat as well, because he's been there or thereabouts, and then he's had something else has happened, and he's been away from the picture. So is he getting back into the swing of things again?
Well, again, he played as well, you know, and he played at in the midweek game as long as well as John is and Voto. Yeah, so two of those boys played. So in that respect, yeah, I mean, like, so we're just trying to get game time for everybody, you know, arranging these friendlies like most clubs would do at this stage of the year. Thankfully, we have a 3G pitch, you know, but you know, it's, I think that's been a bit of a help to us to get some game time, because the pitches are, in most cases, are very, very wet at this moment and not conducive to playing football on them.
So, discipline, you mentioned it before. Frimpong, I suppose, most pertinently. Have you had a word with him this week about his conduct?
That's quite harsh, his conduct. I wouldn't put it as harshly as that. You know, I think we just have to temper his game a little bit, his enthusiasm. You know, I think the fact that he wants to win every ball is not a bad thing, but we just have to make sure that it's controlled. You know, and unfortunately, you know, on Saturday, the referee didn't deem that to be the case, and that's why he ended up with the two yellow cards that he did. But the one thing we don't want to do is dampen his enthusiasm. You know, that's one area which is great from his perspective, and he's part of his makeup. So you know, yes, we'll have a talk to him, and we'll just say, you know, in certain situations you can't do this, that, and the other. But like I said before, we're not going to take away the enthusiasm that he's got.
Is that part then of his development? Because, well, okay, he was sent off the other day. He's been sent off a couple of other times in his short career to date. Do you think that's going to be an easy process for him to sort of rein himself in a little bit?
We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see when the games start coming thick and faster. We'll have a look at it again then. You know, but he has, he has got that winning part of tackles that's in his makeup. And I said that sometimes you have to be a little bit more controlled in what you do. So we'll talk to him, and we'll talk him through situations. He might have a situation where it develops and you know, it's identified again, but we'll just have to keep persevering with him.
Just on a brief reflection for last week, you've had obviously a few days now to digest everything and watch the video again, etc., etc. Those decisions which you felt were questionable last week, do you still think that now, having seen them in the calm of the video room?
Well, of course you look at them, and the emotion that you have during the game obviously is sometimes differs from, you know, the cold light of day, like you say. The penalty, I'm still adamant that it was a penalty. There was no need for Jacob to go down in that situation. And I think that did result in him being sent off. Both his feet left the ground, you know, so, you know, technically it's a sending off, although he didn't make contact with the player. But you have to say that, you know, that's in the light of the law. The two bookings, technically they are, but I still go back to saying that, you know, from that point of view, that's a little bit of calming down process once they're going to miss. But, you know, he's decided that's the case, so we have to accept that. The third one is not for me to talk about, because it's not my player, but or my club. So after saying that, that's up to other people to assess whether it was right or wrong. But I just think that, you know, my biggest gripe, and still is my biggest gripe, is the amount of minutes that we played at the end. And no matter where we go through it, and the other DVD, we still can't add the time together that made the 7.5 minutes or what it was just over that to play over time, and that was my gripe at the end of the game, and still is.
How big a decision, or how difficult a decision was, and this is the last thing on last week because there's lots of other things to talk about, was it to bring specifically O'Grady off as the leading scorer?
well, listen, we could have done anything, couldn't we? Could have brought any other two strikers off. That's just the dynamic of the team has to change. We couldn't possibly go into the rest of the game and offer the flanks to Sheffield Wednesday, because they have wide players out there, very dangerous, and you know, to just keep running at their fullbacks all the time would have been a foolish decision to make. So one had to go off, and the reason that it was Chris is because he's too familiar with the club. They knew well exactly what he's like. They know what type of player he is, and I think you can make adjustments because of that. With Nick, I don't think they knew what type of player he was, but I have to say the work ethic that Nick showed in that for an hour and plus was absolutely outstanding, and I was delighted with his return. I'm not saying Chris couldn't have done that, but I think, you know, he's a little bit too familiar with the players around him, and they were familiar with him and what he's capable of doing, and possibly, you know, strengths and weaknesses they knew, you know, but they certainly didn't know Nick's.
Lesnel, Jean-Francois, you've been having a look at him. Have you made a decision yet as to what the future here holds for him?
No, he's gone back to France, and obviously, like I said before, he needs games to play. He's got an opportunity, I think, in one or two other clubs to have a talk with him, so I think he'll exhaust that first, which is great, because if they can have, you know, they can give him games, you know, that we can't give him, then that's fantastic. But he's somebody that's still on the radar, and we'll keep monitoring the situation.
Injury and obviously suspension presents opportunities for others. Stephen Dawson is still available, of course, for selection, and an opportunity for him to re-establish himself in the first team.
Listen, you're just mentioning just one person. There's four or five who are still available to us and are still just on the brink of playing in first team football. I've said many times before, this is not about the 11 that starts the game. You know, this is about the squad that's going into the next, you know, 10, 15 games or even more that we've got left in the season. We're going to have to rely on all of them at some stage. And so what transpires if one person plays this week doesn't mean to say he won't play the next. And then once he got the jersey, stay with it, keep with it, like we always say, you know. But there will be situations where, you know, where we might have to change the team for whatever reason. But they'll all be, you know, up there, available for selection, you know, for one way or another.
There is, of course, added to that, I suppose, the enigmatic Paddy McCourt. What's your view on him right now?
Paddy's very much a part of the squad again. I've sat down with Paddy on numerous occasions talking to him. You know, he's got an undoubted ability. There is no shadow of doubt, possibly the most technical player we have at the club. But again, you know, as I said to Paddy before, you know, there's got to be another side to his game as well. We don't have the luxury to be able to outpass teams at this moment in time. We're not top of the league and flying with confidence. You know, at times we're having to grind games out. And you take on Saturday, for example, you know, in that respect, you know, that was a very, very tough physical game. And Paddy, by his own admission, is not that type of player. But there will come a time when Paddy will be the one that can unlock a door for us, and we have to see the right moments to put him in. You know, sadly, the last few games have not arisen, you know, which is a bit disappointing sometimes. But that's the way it is. That's the way it goes. And you know, I'm sure that from Paddy's perspective, and having spoken to him, he understands the situation, you know, totally.
The loan, or the close of the last window, obviously, has now came and went, and you've done your business. As the loan window is about to reopen again, are you involved in any business outs, I suppose, primarily first?
No, there's nothing at the moment in time. You know, like I said, we've got another get this weekend out of the way, and it might start getting a little bit busy. But at this stage, we've got nothing to report. Will we be in it for anybody? We'll still keep looking, but you have to remember now we've got our full quarter of loans, you know, so for somebody else to come in, which we can still bring them in, it would mean that, you know, we'd have to leave one off the team sheet, you know, so we'd have to really look at that hard if we wanted to do something and make a space.
So Ipswich as a challenge then, what do you make of them?
Very strong, you know, good side, big side, very disciplined. You know, the mould of Mick, as we all know what Mick's like, he always gets teams are very, very tough, you know, to play against. And he's got, you know, one or two players in that team as well who can open and unlock doors as well, you know. And you can go through quite a few, Hunt and, you know, Newble and, you know, McGoldrick, and just to speak of three. But saying that, you know, we've got a situation that's developing from our perspective, particularly at home, where we are creating chances, and let's hope we can do that on Saturday, but take those opportunities that come along, because there might be few and far between, we don't know, you know, but you can only surmise that it'll be a tight game, you know, because a lot of games that Ipswich have played in this year have been quite close, you know, and so I think from that that bit of knowledge that we do have, we know that we'll have to keep our back door shut, and if an opportunity comes along, if we take a 1-0, I'll take it now.
Be nice if, well, I suppose lots of teams would say this, had a player like McGoldrick amongst their ranks. He's had a great season, hasn't he?
Yeah, to date he has, yeah. You know, and, you know, I hope he doesn't perform like we would expect him to perform tomorrow. But, listen, we'd have to be on our guard against, you know, against Ipswich as a team in general, let alone just one player, you know, because, as I said before, they've got players who can open... They can open the doors for goals in any game, and in quite a few positions as well. So yeah, listen, we'll prepare ourselves correctly like we normally do against the team and the opposition we're playing. But we really have to make sure, from our point of view, that we are a threat ourselves. And as I said, you've seen what type of player we've got in the team at this moment in time. We are very much a chance of creating things.
I know you were greatly encouraged by a lot of what you saw at Wednesday last week, but was one of the bigger things the performance of the two centre halves, who've got some, you know, fairly big reviews from their performance at Wednesday?
And rightly so as well. I thought they were outstanding. You know, that was a difficult game. You know, taking all the components of the fixture together, that was a very tough game for us. And then obviously with the hand we were dealt as the game went along, it got increasingly more difficult. But the two boys stood up like beacons out there. You know, they really came to the plate, and that's a sign of leaders. You know, and that's the type of person that we're going to have to look for as we go along towards the end of the season. And you know, they've set a great standard for themselves, and we've got to lift our standards to them. You know, but they're a lot busier than we're expecting them to be. You know, but that's only because of the numerical advantage that Wednesday had. But in any normal game, I wouldn't have thought they'd have. Whether we wouldn't have been as busy as that. I hope they're not as busy as that with 11 men. And I'm certainly hope they're not as busy as that on Saturday.
Big month, isn't it, for Barnsley? Obviously, Ipswich are up there and sort of having a flirtation with the playoffs. Then Donny, Millwall isn't too far away. You have a great chance to claw teams back in.
That's looking to the future. You know, Matt, this game for me, the weekend, is a massive game for us. I think we've got a very, very good chance that we can make a minor statement at the weekend, because there's some tough games up and down the country in our league this weekend. And us being at home, we want to force that advantage home. If we can do that, by the time we get the Doncaster game, you know, the week after, then I'm hoping that the league will have a different reflection than it is at the moment. And I'm very confident that we can go into the game and get a good win out of it. It'll be a tough ask, you know, but I think we're very capable of winning the game at the weekend. And if we do so, then, like I say, I think it'll be a massive game then against Doncaster.